Danny Hip Hop mixtape review, Flatbush Zombies, Better Off Dead. Flatbush Zombies. Look, I'm gonna say first and foremost, shout out to Beast Coast Movement. I fuck with y'all, all of y'all. Underachievers, ASAP Mob, the most of some of y'all. Pro Era, and Flatbush Zombies, man. I definitely fuck with y'all heavy. A lot of people say, you know, they don't know where hip hop is going. If you use the radio as your favorite reference as to where hip hop is going, then I feel sorry for you. But if you use the internet and use us as a resource to find out what's popping, I think you will be happy and elated to see where hip hop is going. And that's just my opinion. Because Flatbush Zombies and that whole Beast Coast thing, man, I love what they're doing. I definitely love what they're doing. I honestly feel like, and this is no disrespect to Underachievers, I feel like Flatbush, they're lyrically, they're a step above with the same things that I loved about UA's production, I love about Flatbush Zombies production. But you know, Flatbush definitely has, production-wise, has a lot of the qualities that I liked about UA. Again, you know, the bass, these motherfucking beats knock. You know what I'm saying? They're grimy, they're gritty, they're, you know, they're dirty. You know, I think that Flatbush Zombies are a prime representation of New York and New York hip hop. I don't think that we've had in the mainstream or, you know, very accessible grimy artists from New York like that, like since the Lox. Like, I saw Ken tweet the other day, and my girl, she could hear through my headphones, Bliss. She's like, why you listen to that nigga music again? I'm like, babe, but you gotta hear what they saying. Like,
oh shit! So, hey, I love it.
Hey,
I love it.
But you know what, man?
Like Rock got offended again.
You know, they are saying fuck a lot. You know, fuck this and fuck you and fuck you. But look, man, you have to understand within the context of what they're speaking. You know what I'm saying? To somebody like listening to that song two cars away or like over your headphones, they're like, yo, this mother, what the fuck is he listening to? But hey, you know, maybe don't bump that one too loud, but yeah, I fuck with it. I definitely fuck with it. And I think another one that I really like was Thugnificence. I really like that song. I like that airy, slow pace. You know what I'm saying? Got some weed, got some. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with that. Beginning to end, I fuck with the entire project. You know what I'm saying? Like UA, again, they're on that third eye shit. They're on that smoking shit. Nigga, let's get to another. Let's elevate our mind. Let's not just be ignorant, you know? So, and I fuck with Flatbush, man.
This is actually my first time listening to Flatbush Zombies Project. I ain't listened to Drugs.
Oh, that can,
yeah. This is my first time listening to it. And I thought I wasn't going to like it. I'm thinking like, man, I bet you they going to be on like some drug shit all the damn time or whatever. But you know, it start off with American Pie, and I'm like, holy shit, this is a very politically driven track. I was like, okay, this is a very politically charged album. I'm thinking I was gonna be hearing, you know, drugs type of tracks all the time, but you know what I'm saying? It was like I was judging the book by its cover, but when I listened to this project as a whole, I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, of course they had what Drug Parade, Thugnificent, you know, I mean, you know, it was another one. Palm Trees, yeah, you know, I mean, that's expected. So I think overall, I think for me, I think the producer stole the show. Eric Art, the way he was able to like kind of mesh the different genres with his production, but still have it like a dark, soulful, so dark, but still yet soulful type of production throughout this whole project. I think that really blew me away. I think more so, not knocking the MCs. The MCs, they did their thing as well, but I just thought the producer, the in-house producer, of course, he stole the show. And you can tell that these guys really find, and I guess that's why he's the in-house producer, they found their pocket real good, because it's like he made the beats, it didn't sound like it crafted toward their style. It sounded like he made it so different and dark, but they were still able to flow over the tracks real good over this whole project. That's what I was really impressed by about this, was like the production and the way they still was able to fit these dark, spacey, gritty, grimy type beats. And Hey, that's what I get for judging the book by its cover, because I thought this was gonna be some bullshit. But it really wasn't. I'm serious. Because you know, this is another one of these projects that people was bugging us to review, and I'm like, okay, the last three or four projects people bugged us to review, I fucking hated it. So I'm like, okay, This is about to be another thing. I'm probably fucking go off on a rant and hate or whatever. But when I listened to it, I was like, holy shit. About time Twitter and YouTube, y'all got this shit right this time. Because I really do like this. I like this project a lot, you know. So this is getting replay value a lot in my iPod and car and all that stuff. So shout out to Flatbush Zombies. We're better off dead. I know I'm forgetting about something, but I'll probably feed off whatever y'all say.
I like the Flatbush Zombies. I like Drugs better than this, mainly for the production a little bit. Some of the tracks here sound a little bit more open, thanks to, you know, with Eric's production. I particularly like on the first track and how he ended the first track, you know, America's Pie, which when that one came on, I was like, oh yeah, I'm kind of fucking with this, you know, already. So it was a nice intro track. And then it got to Bliss. And I was like, oh man, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? As I'm listening to this, I'm like, you know, it was kind of like, I was like, okay, well, we're going to keep going. So it went on and on and on. Then it was like, okay, it's, you know, it's all right. So it kind of picked back up a little bit. Then it got to Thugnificent. It's like, oh, man, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? That little auto-tune, the hook, and shit like that.
That's
like,
coming from, what was it, Rhyming and Complex, I think?
Yeah, the Guns and Butter?
Yeah, it went from Rhyming Complex. That was like, okay, then it went to Thumb. Like, that was a bad transition right there. And when I was listening to it, I'm thinking, like, I'm about to hate this shit now. But, you know, they still kept my attention throughout the whole time. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then it, you know, came back with Club Soda, which was cool. And, you know, so everything else kind of fit in, and then it hit the Danny Brown song, which I liked his verse, the way he kind of flipped that into a song.
The way he came in, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, that shit was dope. I you know, it kind of fell off a little bit towards the end, maybe because it was a little long for me, but overall.
Supreme Team. What's the name of it?
All the Way In or All In or something like that?
The
results are in.
That was a good way to finish it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know, maybe, but anyway, so. But overall, I thought it was an okay project. I think maybe because I like Drugs Drugs a little bit better than this one. I think, you know, when I was listening to Better Off Dead, because the production is slightly different than Drugs. You know, I guess it was different than listening to him on a different, to me it sounded like it's almost a different type of production, where I had to kind of get accustomed to them doing something a little bit more, God, I don't want to say up-tempo, but, because that's not the right word. But anyway, yeah, I did, you know, not like Bliss at first. But like you said, when I started to really listen to them, because the thing that kept me like, damn, there's a lot of fuzz in this goddamn song. But the guy that sounds like Cookie Monster, the way he closed it out at the end, like with all the what was he saying? Because he used fucks a lot. And and that's his verse is the one that I like. So when I started to listen to it and listen to what they were saying and how they were using it, you know, and how they were taking fucks and using fucks, I was like, oh, this is all right. You know, so. So yeah, man, I do like it though. I do like it. I like the Flatbush Zombies. I like what they bring to hip-hop.
Yeah, after Drugs, I like Drugs a lot, but I didn't really know what to expect from this album. This is what I got. Every single time someone drops something that I hear it, I'm like, wow, that's really original. I keep thinking, man, there's nothing left in hip-hop that's original, nothing. Then this shit comes out, I'm like, thank you for doing something original. Like, I can't think of anybody that really sounds like this. And I know they're tight with ASAP Mob, but this sounds nothing like ASAP Mob. And I think that that's cool. I like the dark production, the dark overall sound of these guys. They do it without coming off corny and cheesy. And the MCs, they're like, they just came aggressive out the gate. And I just love the way they rhyme. Like, this shit, I agree with Raphael. This is far better than an okay project. Like, this shit is fucking dope to me. There were only a few tracks that I didn't like. The tracks I did like, American Way, of course, was fucking amazing. American Way. American
Pie.
That's one
of my favorite tracks,
dope.
Too, yeah.
Bliss. At first, when I first heard it, I thought that shit was, yes, I was like, this is fucking stupid. But by like the third listen, I was like, oh, fuck friends, fuck drugs, yeah. Fuck family. You know, ignorance is bliss. Right. I was like, okay, this shit is stuck in my head. And they're still spitting on the track. So it wasn't like they were rhyming some whack shit. So I really, really, really enjoyed that track. And I don't even like shit like that, clearly. The Guns and Butter track was really dope. The production, if I remember correctly, was one that was like really super layered.
Yeah.
Live from Hell.
With the Harry Fraud, the Harry
Fraud, beat. Yeah. That was like, yeah. It was like only two tracks that weren't
Harry Fraud and Obey something. I can't think of the second name, But they fit it in so perfect though. They didn't like go super away from what the overall sound of the album was.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So that was good. I'm sorry.
No. You're good. Drug Parade with Danny Brown, of course. I thought that track was dope. I thought his odd rapping style on that was weird at first. But then when I listen to it again, I'm like, Danny Brown is so creative. Like, that is dope. I typically don't even like drug songs. I think drug songs are really whack. I think they're boring, they're predictable, they're not needed. But that was well done for a drug track. G-Tears sounded real light and happy. Not happy, but just sounded, it didn't sound heavy and dark like the rest of it. It just didn't fit at all. I wasn't real hot on Death. The beat was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That stupid fucking auto-tune at the beginning was terrible. The verse was good.
You know what? I give you that. And I think that's the main reason why I really like that song was because of the beat. The beat got me first. And then what they were saying, I it wasn't necessarily on par with everything else, but I still liked it, though. Like, it wasn't a bad track to me.
That shit broke the momentum for me, too. I was just like, oh, what is this? It was like... That auto-tune thing went on for way too fucking long.
Yeah.
But those were the only tracks that I can think of looking at the track list. Those were the only ones that I can remember not liking. The rest of this, I thought was fucking great. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, these guys, man. I just love the fact that they're doing something interesting and creative and different. The real angry one, the one that he says on that Cookie Monster, I love his style. It's almost like Onyx.
He has a good voice,
He has it takes you back to Onyx.
Yeah, the Onyx days, yo.
You know? Sure. They're just angry, but they're rhyming over that really dark... It sounded like Onyx's... what was Onyx's second record? Where the whole thing was about death.
All We Got Is Us.
It sounds like that album. But that's what this reminds me of. It's just that super dark, angry sound.
If you listen, I can't think of what track it was. They had the sample where because Onyx got a song, Fuck That. You Better Off Dead. I was hoping was they gonna sample that. Cause I'm like, okay, name of the album is Better Off Dead. So I'm thinking like, are they gonna have a sample of that or that particular song? Fuck,
I didn't even catch that.
Better Off Dead. You remember that was on All We Got Is Us?
I didn't even think of that.
They sampled that. If you listen, I can't think of what track it was, but if you hear in the background, they
That's probably why they named it. There you go. Be dropping knowledge on all you hoes. If I'll say what put me on to them real quick was that I think what's the guy's name? A-Track? Mm. He had a track with it was LP, Jim Jones, and Flatbush Zombies.
Yes.
Oh, you ever heard this shit?
Nuh-uh.
Ooh, it's bad. It's bad. I think it's fuck a PO, fuck a piss test. It was like a remix to that track. Man, you need to hear that shit, because Flatbush Zombies got busy.
Okay.
And of course, my man L came in at the end and just murdered the whole motherfucking thing. But that's what really got me into Flatbush Zombies. I was like, because I thought they were some bullshit too. I just didn't even give them a chance. After I heard that track, I immediately went and downloaded drugs. Wow. I was like, wow, these dudes are dope. But yeah, all that to say, I love this release. Fucking dope.
Shout out to New York Hip Hop. Shout out to Beast Coast Movement. Man, y'all got the boy X-Squire. You know, I know he don't really, associate with Beast Coast, but again, shout out to everybody associated with that. Pro Era, ASAP Mob, Flatbush Zombies, and Underachievers. Cause look, man, I don't know if y'all get radio play out there in New York, but y'all should. Cause I personally think like hip hop overall is back. It is back. There's a lot of you dope ass young motherfuckers out here, man. And Flatbush Zombies, man, y'all with them. You guys are dope as fuck. I didn't listen to drugs. I listened to this. This is my first introduction to y'all. And you motherfuckers are dope. And you definitely bump in the whip.
After listening to this stuff, I said, this is getting heavy replay value for me. I'm going to go back and check out drugs. Like I said, this is my first full project listening to Flatbush Zombies. Like Mike said, Mike mentioned it. I thought it was just going to be some bullshit or whatever. I was totally wrong. Dudes are very creative. Shout out to New York. I mean, you know, New York is, people need to back these dudes up, man. It's a shame that they ain't supporting their local artists, man. But yeah, Underachievers, Flatbush, like this project, Better Off Dead. I like the production on here. I like this project, man. Overall, I loved it. It's like I said, these dudes are very creative. Like Mike said, they doing something completely different, and they doing it well. I mean, just because you doing something different doesn't mean it's good, but they're doing something different and they're doing it well. So shout out to Flatbush.
Yeah, I like this project. I really, 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 really like the Flatbush Zombies. I think they are dope. I think they do bring something different to hip hop, you know, in their own way. They have a lot of energy and they really sound like they enjoy what they're doing. And I think with this project as compared to Drugs, they brought a little something. They showed that they could be diverse and do something different outside of just that psychedelic druggy type rap. So yeah, definitely just, you know, go download this shit if you haven't heard it, man. This shit, somedaydahiphop.com, and listen to it. I think you guys will like it. I think you guys will like it a lot. And I just want to say real quick to at EvidG or EvidJa, because he hit me up when I was talking about Bliss. He was like, it's a fucking great song. And I was like, I didn't like it at the time. I was like, no, it's not. I want to take that back. It is a great song and I do like it a lot. So fuck, and I'm done. Go ahead, Mike.
Again, I really love that people are trying to do different music and it's not coming off as cheesy or as a tryhard. I think these guys are genuinely making music that's really creative, and I hope they continue, man. I think these guys are really doing something big for New York, and like all these guys said, I love the fact that New York is really, they're putting their fucking foot down in hip hop again, you know, including ASAP Mob and that, and the Beast Coast guys, and you know, these guys, this is just a great mixtape. These guys are definite MCs. That producer, Eric, what was the last name, Eric Hart?
Yeah.
Is a fucking beast, and he's dope on the mic too.
Yeah.
I think he might, oh God. Was he the one that said that shit about if
they think he's a third wheel?
Nah, okay. Rhyme was illegal, you bitch niggas wouldn't even ride a bar. Was that him? I think that was him.
Yeah, I can't, this is my first time, so I can't tell by the voice, so who, you know what I'm saying?
My memory's bad, I've listened to this in a minute. But anyway, yeah, this is a great fucking mixtape. Should have been an album.
Yep.
I would not mind paying $10 for this. So hopefully they re-release this physically because I would definitely buy it. But yeah, that's it, man. Seriously, go fucking pick this shit up. And they're on tour right now, so make sure y'all go check them out live. They'll be here in Atlanta. Hopefully, you know, hopefully my girlfriend will let me go. But yeah, check them out.